Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another Trump lawsuit. Now, this one's amazing. The guy is litigious. The guy likes to bring lawsuits. He has an army of lawyers. He uses litigation to wear people down. Remember, he's the guy, and this is very, very sad, really, where he will refuse to pay routine bills to tradesmen, and then he offers them half of their bill. And then when they go, well, I'll have to sue you for that, he'll go, well, it'll cost you more for lawyers to sue me than it would be for you to cut this in half. And the worst example was in one of his casinos, golf courses. He ordered a bunch of pianos from a guy. So this poor old guy goes out and buys, I think, a couple hundred grand worth of pianos on his own dime. And then he invoices Trump for the cost plus, say, 10%. Trump says, I'll give you half. The guy says, wait a minute. He says, all right, I'll waive my fee, the 10%, but at least reimburse me for the pianos that I bought. Trump said, no, I'll give you half. Guy goes, well, I'll sue you. Trump says, well, so you're going to sue me for what? 100 grand? It'll cost you 200 grand to hire a lawyer. And he laughed at him. Guy ended up taking half the money and eating it. Guy, that's the kind of guy he is, using litigation to beat down basically average people. Well, now he's picked on a different target. He has now sued his niece, Mary Trump, and the New York Times for releasing information on his tax returns, his tax documents. Says it's an insidious plot to embarrass him. Well, it's not a plot. It's not insidious. It's information, and it may very well embarrass him. Obviously, the reason for doing it was the public interest in his shenanigans. Mary Trump is suing him for cheating her on her inheritance. You know, she's the daughter of his older brother who died, and the rest of the Trumps cheated her out of her inheritance, gave her misleading information, including Trump's sister, who is a federal judge, and then retired immediately after all this broke. This is quite a family. And then the New York Times, of course, published it. Well, these particular documents were not stolen. These particular documents were turned over to Mary Trump's lawyers. When your lawyer represents you, they work for you. The documents they generate are your property. If you decide to go to another law firm for some reason, you can demand that your lawyers turn over all the documents on your case to the other law firm. It's all about you. You've heard of the attorney-client privilege. The attorney-client privilege belongs to the client, not to the lawyer. The lawyer has no attorney-client privilege. There have been cases where a client has said, I waive the attorney-client privilege. And the lawyer will say, well, no, I don't think she should, and I don't want to for my own reasons. The judge says, too bad, so sad. You have no privilege. It belongs to the client. So Mary Trump got these documents from her lawyer, to whom they've been turned over, and she gave them to the New York Times. It's a free country. She can give them to whoever she wants. She could have gone out and published them herself in a book. You know, I mean, that's sort of a strange way to do it. A lot easier to turn it over to experts who are going to, you know, these reporters are not experts themselves on tax matters. They retain tax lawyers, and they showed massive, frankly, tax fraud on Trump's part of his companies, what you would expect. And now he is suing Mary Trump, suing the New York Times. Now, this isn't going anywhere. The New York Times gets sued whenever people don't like something, and they respond, just like all the media. I don't know if you remember this, but Trump sued a Rhinelander TV station. Yeah, that's Rhinelander, Wisconsin. You heard that right. Rhinelander TV station. Because they carried an ad that had been aired by the Lincoln Project. That was a devastating ad against Trump. And all it did was put in sound bites from Trump of what he actually said about the coronavirus, about Russia, about Putin, Putin's Russia. And when you listen to it, people have sort of known about it, but they hear it again. It's devastating. So this was carried on a lot of TV stations around the country. And it was carried, for instance, in Milwaukee, and at least the ABC affiliate. So why does Trump sue the Rhinelander station? Because the Rhinelander station doesn't have a lot of money. Because Rhinelander has coverage in northern Wisconsin, which is Trump country. And then Rhinelander had to go out and hire lawyers. They don't have a lot of money. That can chew up their margins. They can chew up their numbers. Trump knew that. He seeks out vulnerable targets. He seeks out vulnerable targets. This time, I guess he thought Mary Trump was a vulnerable target. I don't know if you've ever seen her interviewed. I kind of like Mary Trump. She's very honest, very direct, written a couple of books. Her first book about her, the weird family, the Trump family, sold 890,000 copies the first day it was published. It's almost a million. Almost a million. Her second book is selling well, too. She's a sharp cookie. Tough. She's a sharp cookie. The New York Times is in business to stir things up. I don't always agree with a lot of their editorials and a lot of what they write, but I respect and would defend their right to publish it. And this time, they're absolutely right. And Mary Trump was right. Those documents belonged to her when they were turned over to a lawyer. She had a right to turn them over to you or me. She could have turned them over to Devil Radio. She could turn them over to the New York Times, whoever she wants. The New York Times has an absolute right under the First Amendment to analyze them, give their opinion of them. If Trump thinks that their opinion is wrong, he can hold a press conference and say so. They'll publish whatever he says about it. But here is the rub. There's the rub. To sleep, perchance to dream. There's the rub. And here's the rub. Trump admits that what they wrote is accurate. He admits what they published is accurate. So Trump is doing up to his old tricks, suing the piano man. The piano man, poor piano man, ended up buying half the pianos or half the, ate half the price for Trump's pianos. Well, Mary Trump is not the piano man, and the New York Times is not the piano man. And it ain't going to work this time. But, the other thing is, Trump gets in the headlines for a while. He lathers up his base. His base is not going to like Mary Trump for having blown the whistle on him. He's not going to like the New York Times on general theoretical principles. So he'll probably make money off it. Send out an email. Help me sue the New York Times and Mary Trump. Some poor guy somewhere will send in $20. Honestly, send in $20. $20. And he'll make a couple million bucks. This is what is very sad about all this. What is very, very sad about all this is that he is a master magician, a master manipulator, a guy 100 years ago blowing to town in a wagon selling elixirs, elixirs of love, elixirs to cure whatever. Unbelievably bad and shabby. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cause it's here and I've got to stay.